Really good job finishing off the preseason the right way. And that's all the way, everybody from the top all the way to the guys that are trying to make the football team. You all did a great job with that. I really appreciate you.
Matt Eberflus from Hard Knocks last night. It's Spiegs and Mark Grody here on 670 The Score. And we were talking about Grody's observation of seeing Flus, you like it a Flus, talking to Caleb in each episode. So yeah, obviously a manicured production, a Bears-influenced production, and they do want the head coach to look good. But I'll say this, you know, Justin Fields' battles last year were so much about the quarterback play specifically in terms of his mechanics and his choices and his evolution or not in learning how to play the position. It was a quarterback coach task to try and get Justin Fields to do what he needed to do. It was an offensive coordinator task to get Justin Fields to do what he needed to do. Caleb Williams is so far along as a quarterback that really, some of the discussions that they can have are so much more elevated from a head coach's perspective in terms of like, this is what we want to do to a defense. Of all the things you could do, all the plays we could run, the stuff that you're going to see, the kind of offense we want to be. Oh, by the way, here's how defenses are going to attack you. It is so much higher of a floor of conversation that I can understand a head coach having conversations with Caleb much easier than I would a head coach, defensive head coach like Eberflus, having conversations with Justin. Like if the comp is Tony Dungy helping Peyton Manning pick apart a defense as a defensive head coach, that's much easier to imagine with Caleb than it is with Justin.
From what I understand from out at Hallis Hall, when Fields was here, Flus was not a big part of it. Like he was not in the meetings and things like that. He deferred to his offensive staff to take care of that. And obviously, with the play calling and being essentially the defensive coordinator for most of last year, he was all about the defense. Now, I don't know if Matt Eberflus has made this change of being around the offense more because of the failings of Justin Fields, and Matt Eberflus wants to be around a little bit more to see what's going on, to see how he's being coached, and to also coach him more. But they are definitely, at least Hard Knocks, force that on us, I thought, in terms of the one, like, and not as much Shane Waldron, not as much Kerry Washington. All of those guys have made appearances, but definitely, and maybe it is real, maybe it is, but I feel like it's a little bit contrived.
I just think they're different projects. They're completely different teaching projects. And so I understand a head coach being more involved, but let's hear the Flus from earlier today. This is Matt Eberflus talking about the roster cuts and what they've got now with the first 53 and talking about Caleb Williams.
The next 2 days, we get a chance to, have our team together here and really go through the rhythm and flow of an in-season Wednesday and an in-season Thursday. I think it's important to be able to do that with a young quarterback, with the offense that's going through it for the first time, and us going through it together. So we'll get the show team looks and all the things that we do on an in-season Wednesday and Thursday. So that's good. Just got out of the walkthrough 5 minutes ago or so. That was a good process as well. Just wanted to go back and really thank the guys for a really good training camp and all the players that participated in it. And, of course, you guys saw we had to let many of those guys go here in the last 24 to 48 hours. And that's always a difficult time. Got a chance to see those guys and thank them for their hard work and their efforts during that time as well. But as you also saw, we put some guys to IR and designated for return. You know, Borum and Martin was designated for return, and Scales is going to IR. So question will be about the long snapper. That's coming, and we feel really good about where we are. And Ryan will be up here to talk in more depth about that as we get going here around 4 or 4:30, I believe, with y'all. But and we also expect Kari Blasting game back. So that's another thing that we expect back. That's a positive as well, obviously. And we just had to work through that. But other than that, we'll open up to questions.
Matt, as you transition to the regular season with Caleb, from your chair as a defensive-minded head coach with a really good defense and a competitive roster, how will you sort of balance the patience with letting Caleb kind of spread his wings and develop as a young quarterback without compromising the chance to win games on a weekly basis?
Yeah, I really think it comes down to play design. You know, I'm just going to micro it down to actually to the play. You know, so we all know what he can do, you know, in terms of his arm talent, in terms of throwing on the move and those types of things. But, you know, in the early parts of the game and early downs, you know, he's just asked to play point guard, you know, have a great operation, play point guard, get the ball to our skill, either by handing it off or throwing it to him and letting them do the run and then moving around and gaining the yards. And it's going to be big that our offensive line plays well, like I've said in the past, and everybody plays well around him. That's defense and special teams included. So. And then when you get to the point in the game where it is a critical down or a third down or in the red zone or whatever that might be, then you might see X factor come out, and that's where it is. But, again, he's just about the process of getting in and out of the huddle, being smooth, and operating the offense.
What have you guys done to prepare him for the challenge that is climbing the mountain during the regular season? And is there a way to fully prepare him, or do you kind of have to live it a little bit?
Yeah, the process that we just talked about, going through the in-season. So we've already done it once. You know, not with cards and stuff we're doing today, but we already did it one time, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we're going back again through it again to go through the process of it. And it's going to be a rhythm of these first 6 weeks. You know, we're on 7-day schedules this whole time for a better part of the first part of the season. So he'll get a good rhythm to that. And really, it's just about that process going through. And we've already walked him through it a couple times in terms of what he does on Monday after the game, Tuesday when we're game planning, and then Wednesday all the way through Saturday. In the quarterback room, in terms of supporting and being involved and engaged there, and we think he's got a bright future.
Matthew, you guys came up into the weekly grind of being an NFL quarterback. Mm-hmm. What part of that weekly process are you most interested to see how he handles it?
After the first game. You know, so after the first game, this first game is going to be, you know, it's a little abnormal because you got a lot of time to prepare. So it's not really a normal NFL week. But after that first game, being able to reset, right, whatever happened, look at the performance, and then go ahead and, self-reflect, meet with me, meet with Shane. What can I improve on? What did I do well? And then be able to reset and then go to the next week. That's the biggest part that you have to do in the NFL because it happens fast. You don't have time to. You know, you got time to reflect a little bit, but then you got to move on to the next week, going on to Tuesday, and then through that normal week, which will be the second week. So I'm excited about that.
Man, we all want to meet with Shane. That's for damn sure. Here's the thing. This is a very different kind of job for Matt Eberflus. This is now a big boy football team with legit playoff aspirations, and the operations of everything and how the quarterback is going to go through it, is more relevant to the head coach than it was last year, because this team should be in the game with a chance to win every damn week right now. And that was not the case last year. We're trying to figure things out and see if the quarterback can make the leap and put together a defense. It is a completely different ball game, and he sounds like a coach who knows how to function within this sort of construct.
It puts Flus under the correct microscope all of a sudden.
Yes!
Because the first 2 years, he didn't have a chance. He really didn't. So now you've got a real roster. The pressure changes for Matt Eberflus. It's all here for him.
He was a mouthpiece for a thing that was building that was out of his control, frankly. It was a Ryan Poles rebuild project that he was presiding over, and the front man to discuss it was him, but it was an awkward fit.
Yeah.
And we saw it. Now he's the coach of a football team that is built to compete right the hell now, and it makes a lot more sense.
You know what I low-key didn't like him saying just now?
What's that?
Was that he wants, and it sounds good, that he wants Caleb Williams to be the point guard, which is right. Like, you want to get the ball to your playmakers and let your playmakers make plays. And that was something that Justin Fields always uttered. But guess who I want to see making the plays?
Oh, man, this guy can actually do it.
Hitting
the layups.
Yes.
And doing the easy stuff.
So maybe early on, yeah, I get that. Just get the ball to your playmakers.
Oh, man.
No, I want to see Caleb Williams being the playmaker.
You will by necessity. by necessity.
I think you're right.
But he doesn't have to force it.
No, he doesn't have to force it.
But there's a life lesson in that. Just show up and let the thing be good, and your natural ability is going to come through. Your playmaking is going to come through. It's an exciting time to be a Bears fan. You heard from Caleb Williams, then you heard from Matt Eberflus, and now you hear from Ryan Poles. The Score has you covered with every important voice. Poles on the cuts, on the roster, on the quarterback, on the season. A big piece of it right now in moments on The Score.